Sure thing. Let's dive into the origins of C++ with a bit of storytelling flair. The Tale of C++, a saga of evolution in the world of programming. Chapter 1, The Dawn of C. In the early 1970s, the world of computing was a wild frontier, full of promise and potential. The computing landscape was dominated by assembly language and various high-level languages like Fortran and COBOL, which, while powerful, had their limitations. Amidst this backdrop, a brilliant mind named Dennis Ritchie, working at Bell Labs, sought to create a language that struck a balance between machine efficiency and high-level functionality. Ritchie developed the C programming language, an offspring of the earlier B language, which itself was derived from BCPL, Basic Combined Programming Language. C was designed with simplicity, efficiency, and flexibility in mind. Its ability to access low-level memory and its straightforward syntax made it an instant hit among system programmers. By the late 1970s, C had become the lingua franca of system programming, especially for writing operating systems like Unix. Chapter 2, Enter Bjarne Straustrup. As the computing world embraced the power of C, a young Danish computer scientist named Bjarne Straustrup joined the party. In 1979, Straustrup, who had recently completed his PhD, started working at Bell Labs. He was inspired by the simplicity and efficiency of C, but he envisioned a language that could also support higher-level programming abstractions, such as object-oriented programming, OOP. Straustrup had been influenced by Simula, an early language designed for simulations, which featured classes and objects. He saw the potential of combining C's efficiency with Simula's object-oriented capabilities. Thus began his quest to create a language that could handle complex software development with ease while maintaining the performance and control offered by C. Chapter 3, The Birth of C with Classes. Straustrup's early efforts led to the creation of C with Classes, a superset of C that introduced key features like classes, derived classes, inheritance, and strong type checking. This new language allowed programmers to bundle data and functions together into objects, promoting modular and reusable code, a revolutionary concept at the time. The initial reception of C with classes was promising. It enabled programmers to tackle larger and more complex projects without sacrificing performance. However, Straustrup wasn't satisfied. He continued to refine and expand the language, adding features such as constructors, destructors, and operator overloading, which made it more robust and versatile. Chapter 4, The Emergence of C++. In 1983, C with Classes was officially renamed to C++, symbolizing the evolutionary leap it represented. The plus plus operator in C is used to increment a value, and thus C++ signified an increment over C, a better, more powerful version of the language. C++ continued to evolve throughout the 1980s. Straustrup and his colleagues at Bell Labs added more features like virtual functions, supporting polymorphism, templates, enabling generic programming, and exception handling for managing errors gracefully. Each new feature was carefully designed to integrate seamlessly with the existing language, ensuring backward compatibility with C while extending its capabilities. Chapter 5, Standardization and Global Adoption. The 1990s saw C++ transition from a powerful tool used primarily within academia and research institutions to a mainstream programming language. Its growing popularity necessitated a standardized version to ensure consistency across different compilers and platforms. This led to the formation of the ANSI ISO C++ Committee, which published the first international standard for C++ in 1998, known as C++ 98. The standardization of C++ cemented its place in the pantheon of programming languages. It became the go-to language for a wide range of applications, from system software development to game programming and large-scale enterprise applications. Its versatility and efficiency made it a favorite among developers who needed both high performance and powerful abstractions. Chapter 6, Modern C++ and Beyond. The journey didn't stop with C++ 98. The language has continued to evolve, with new standards being released every few years. C++ 03, C++ 11, C++ 14, C++ 17, C++ 20, and the upcoming C++ 23. Each new version has brought significant enhancements, such as improved memory management, lambda expressions, concurrency support, and more powerful template programming features. Modern C++ is a testament to the language's ability to adapt and grow. It balances powerful, high-level abstractions with the fine-grained control required for system-level programming. Its community, led by passionate developers and visionaries like Bjarne Straustrup, continues to push the boundaries, ensuring that C++ remains relevant and in an ever-changing technological landscape. Chapter 7, The Legacy of C++. The legacy of C++ is profound. It has influenced countless other programming languages such as Java, C#, and even newer languages like Rust and Swift. Its principles of object-oriented programming, generic programming, and performance optimization have shaped the way software is developed and executed. Bjarne Straustrup's vision of combining the efficiency of C with the power of high-level abstractions revolutionized programming. C++ has empowered generations of developers to build more complex, efficient, and maintainable software, making it one of the most influential programming languages in history. Epilogue, the continuing saga. As we look to the future, C++ shows no signs of slowing down. Its community-driven evolution ensures that it adapts to new challenges and technological advancements. Whether it's developing high-performance games, real-time systems, or complex simulations, C++ remains a cornerstone of modern software development. The story of C++ is one of innovation, perseverance, and relentless pursuit of excellence. From its humble beginnings at Bell Labs to its widespread adoption and continued evolution, C++ stands as a monumental achievement in the world of programming. And as long as there are problems to solve and code to write, the saga of C++ will continue to inspire and empower developers around the globe. So there you have it. The epic journey of C++ from its origins to its present-day prominence. It's a tale of vision, ingenuity, and the relentless drive to push the boundaries of what's possible in programming.